Psalm 19, Preface. Surely, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Often we do unwittingly what we ought not to do, and omit what we ought to do. In the time of need we are quick to doubt the truthfulness and mercy of God, and, under the cross, discontent and murmuring soon arise in our hearts. Who can know and who can number the sins yet daily overtaking and besetting the Christian who earnestly strives after sanctification? Not one of us can know all the sinful thoughts and cravings arising in his heart in a single day. And these are truly sins which would surely condemn us if God did not graciously cover them over with the mantle of Christ's merits. This we should continually bear in mind, that we do not trust in our own innocency and purity, but daily draw nigh unto the throne of grace, seeking the forgiveness of sin in Christ our Mediator. Neither should we suffer any sin to rule over us, and should strive to walk innocently in all things. Unto this we are exhorted in the 19th Psalm. Of the Preaching of the Gospel and True Repentance. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Summary. In beautiful words does David here picture the preaching and the triumphs of the gospel. Beginning at Jerusalem, the voice of the gospel spreads under the whole canopy of the heavens, and without interruption, its proclamation continues day and night until there is not a language in which the voice of Christ is not heard. Even as the sun rising at one end of the firmament encircles the heavens, giving light to land and sea, and dispelling the darkness in mountain and vale, so the gospel, encircling the earth, enlightens the nations, and shining into the recesses of the soul, gladdens the heart with joy and hope. This new law, the gospel, he praises as being far more glorious than the law given by Moses. For this new law he describes as bringing salvation and enduring forever. Blessed are the ears which hear this new law, the word of Christ, which is able to save the soul. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thou who art the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings, enlighten our darkened understanding by thy holy word. Enkindle our hearts and mold our will to walk in faith, love, and hope unto all pleasing. Enlighten the nations that sit in darkness, and preserve thy church unto the day of thy coming. Amen.